Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, and those listening through the social media, I start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the uncounted ni'mah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His protection and His guidance, that without it, unfortunately, there is no success in this world or hereafter. My dear brothers, we continue as Muslims living through test after test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way we can succeed is by depending on Allah, asking Allah for His help and His support. There is no way that we can overcome the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without His help and His support. Tests are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to test us, to see His servants, are we gonna continue in the straight path that has been shown by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are we gonna continue to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we gonna move away to something else? This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-Fussilat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. That for definitely indeed for those who have agreed, who have said رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator. Our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who have said that, their iman is on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The condition is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then after that, they remain in the steadfast on what they believe in and what they have said. If we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, then our iman should be firm on that. Regardless of what comes in front of us, whatever happens, that we should not, our iman should not be moved from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. And they remain on that. That it doesn't matter what test comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How hardship, whatever the problem we're going to face, our iman remains on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our faith remains on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more test comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not to weaken us, our iman, but in fact it's supposed to be to strengthen our iman. Every test comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not test anyone except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the limit of that person, knows the ability of that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tests us personally, individually, Allah knows what is our ability. And Allah is testing us, Allah is reminding us to come back, to go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When insan moves away, he gets distracted by the dunya, by the surroundings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds that person that I am here, I'm the one you're supposed to depend on, nothing else. Nothing should come in and distract you. In that way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He comes to remind us, this is where the tests come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find hardship in our life. We find difficulties in our life. Look around the world today. Every part of the world, Muslim are in difficult moment. One way or another, we're in a test. If you look at in India, the COVID has overtook the people there. People are dying every day. I've got a list here. I've got to make an announcement. People every day we receive messages for dua and maghfirah for people who are passing away, or people are in hospital, or people are in a difficult moment. That's a test for them. We look at our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Masjid Al-Aqsa, how difficult moment they're going through, how difficult it is that there was a time when they had their own freedom of going to the masjid, performing their salat, move around, live their life normally, and suddenly all that has been taken away. How hard that can be. You have no freedom to worship your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no freedom to go to the masjid, which is the first Qibla for the Muslim. Your house has been taken away. Your business has been taken away. Your life suddenly, you want to sleep was okay. You wake up in the morning and everything is shattered. That's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remain steadfast on our iman. Keep depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ayah continues where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then after that, if we continue depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if our iman and our faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to get stronger day by day, with all the hardship and difficulties we have in our life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the malaika. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the malaika. And what does malaika comes and say? That Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu wa abshiru bil jannah. That do not fear. You don't have to worry about anything. You continue your faith and your steadfast on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You continue on that path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there is no need for you to worry. There is no need for you to worry about what the problem you are facing. This all is temporary and soon it's going to come to an end. And then malaika says, "Abshiru bil jannah." They give us glad tidings for Jannah. Jannah is not easy. If the prophets, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, they went through hardship, then why me and you wouldn't face any hardship? The test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to make us stronger in our belief. It's not to make us weaker. This is where shaitan comes in between, and he starts distracting us. And then when you see, unfortunately for those people who are, their iman is weak, they start moving away from Islam, they start moving away from their iman, gets weaker and weaker day by day because of their iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not stronger before. We keep asking, and that's why I started, that without the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without us depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot succeed. If we believe in ourselves more than believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at one moment in their life, they didn't have much, and then suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wealth and health. And then it comes a time when Allah, that blessing itself was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it comes a time when they don't have time for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have time to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when they fail in the test. They were given, the ni'mah was given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That ni'mah, instead of make their iman more stronger, it went and make their iman weaker. We have to depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his help and support. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the malaika. And the malaika comes and tell us, Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to keep crying. I am here for you. This is a test from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us to make us more stronger, our iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to continue what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. Because in the same verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika tell us, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ, that Jannah is waiting for us. Give them glad tidings for Jannah, as long their iman is strong. In kuntum mu'minin, as long you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't worry about it, your Jannah is waiting for you. All this is just temporary, but we have to live because we're in the world. We have to face whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. You cannot say that I don't want all this hardship, I don't want all this problem, yet I want easy life and then go to Jannah. It doesn't work like that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us ni'mah and tests us through that same ni'mah. Some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken the health away from them. Many of us, we know, there are people lying in hospital around the world. One way or another, some are suffering from cancer, some are suffering from COVID, and many other illnesses. All that is tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray for them that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them strength in their iman. Whatever they are going through, it's not easy. It's easy for me and you to talk about it, but for the person who is involved in that illness, we don't know how hard it is for them, how difficult it is for them. I've mentioned before, ask the person who wears glasses the ni'mah of eye. I appreciate and look after my glasses because I know without them I could not do so many things. So I value the glasses I wear. Ask the person who has to walk with a stick, how much that stick is value to them. it may be they bought it for 10-15 pounds, but to him it's more than that, because they know without that they'll have problems. Ask the person who has to use a wheelchair. Ask the person who has to get the help from another person. When that person is not there, how difficult it is for them. Today we see in the news, we see everywhere, our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, they've been killed everywhere. They've been bombed. They've been hurt. How many of them are lying in hospital? The least we could do for them is praying for them, remember them in our du'as. Our sisters and brothers in India, they are suffering through the COVID. The least we could do for them is remember them in our du'as. But if we could help them financially, then we should. If we could help them physically, then we should. But the least, if you can't do anything, is to remember them in our du'as. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, when a mu'min prays and asks for his brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika to pray for that person the same what he has asked for his brother. Just imagine, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, we pray for our brothers and sisters in India, then the malaika says to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give this person the same as he's asking for his brothers and sisters. When we pray for their protection, malaika is asking for our protection. When we pray for their good health, the malaika is praying for our good health. It's not always about me, I and myself. 90% of our du'as is, Allah, look after me, give me this, me. Everything is about me. But how many times have I raised my hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I did not ask anything about myself except for our Muslim brothers around the world? Remember, the more we ask for others is the more we're going to get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the malaika saying ameen, the malaika asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, give this person the same what he's asking for his brother. My dua, I don't have a guarantee that will be accepted, but definitely guarantee that malaika's dua will be accepted. We are easy to remember our problems and our difficulties and put them in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not bad. I'm not saying it is anything wrong in that. But what I'm saying is, how many times we have raised for others? How many times do we remember others? We read about it in the social media. So many people have died in this country. So many people have died in that country. So many people are injured in this country. So many people have been hospitalized. Has it become just a news to us? Does it affect my heart? Do I cry for them? On that moment you read that message, that news, does my heart cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them? Does it make me feel that I need to repent myself? I need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their protection and their safety? Or do I just go and read it and then next message and then next message? If that doesn't affect my heart, then something is wrong with my heart. Al-mu'min kajasad al-wahid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the whole world, that all the Muslims, all the mu'min are like one body. Trust me, when your tooth aches, your whole body knows about it. When you have earache, your whole body knows about it. When you are in pain, the whole body knows about it. Then how come our ummah is crying, our ummah is bleeding, our ummah needs our help, and we don't even feel about it? The least we could do is remember them in our du'as. I'm not asking you to raise the millions. Give what you can, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay you multiple. But dua, and the dua, people have misunderstood that dua has to be in Arabic. Who said that? The dua is supposed to be in the language that you understand what I'm asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only understands Arabic. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your own language, but know what you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray to Allah. that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to you because you know what you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray for every Muslim around the world. They need our help. As Mufti Saab mentioned in his talk today, the Palestinians are saying to the Muslim, to the rest of the world, that Masjid al-Aqsa doesn't need us. We need Masjid al-Aqsa. The Muslim around the world do not need our money. They need us. They need each other. We need each other. As a Muslim nation, we need to come together and love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan has divided us into so many groups. Iblis has done his work so well. All we are left is labeling each other. My birthplace has become my identity. Just because I was born in such a village, in such a country, that has become more important to me than being a Muslim. My birth country is first, then I'm a Muslim. I care more about the place I was born than I care for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It hurts when you hear that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left us as an ummah, one body. Today, Shaitan, Iblis has divided us into so many groups. We are ready to kill each other, to hurt each other, to harm each other for the dunya. And yet we are expecting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show his mercy on this ummah. The test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue till the last day on this earth. Jannah is not cheap and it's not easy to obtain. Anbiya alayhimussalatu wassalam, they went through tests, difficult, that me and you, we cannot even survive on. We want easy life, but yeah, I want to go to Jannah. The first one to go to Jannah. Without any hardship, without any test, it's not going to work. As I mentioned, the ayah, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ, those who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator, is my Lord. Allah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, and they remain steadfast on that. Nothing came on their path that moved their iman, weakened their iman. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the malaika to inform them, Allah taqafu wa la tahzanu. If your iman is still remain the same, then you've got nothing to worry about. Wa abshiru bil jannah, and glad tidings for them. The jannah is waiting. My dear brothers, we need each other today more than ever before. The ummah is crying, the ummah is bleeding, the ummah is dying. It's about time we put our differences aside, which doesn't make any sense in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah is not going to say, oh, where is the people who are born in Asia? Where are the people born in Africa? Where are the people born in Arab? It's not going to go by the place of birth. It's not going to go by your nationality. It's going to go by our iman, our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's what is mentioned in this ayah. We say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, remain steadfast on it. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the time does not allow me, to give us the tawfiq and ability to truly live a life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than pleasing our nafs. To live a life that would please the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to follow his teachings and his sunnah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a death when the time comes to depart from this world, that our last words should be, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.